Bill Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. I'm going to play devil's advocate here in a moment, mainly because it's the obvious sort of pun expected of me, but I have another more serious journalistic issue to deal with first. Consider a photograph published last week in the Los Angeles Times, primarily depicting an actress who appears in the Netflix series The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Somewhere in the background behind her is some sort of statue. Can you see the problem with this? Okay, you probably can't without the context. This was the sole illustration accompanying an article about a suit filed on behalf of the Satanic Temple, not to be confused with the Church of Satan, over use of a goat-headed demon in the TV series Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix. You can see what's missing. Yep, a full view of the Baphomet statue that the news story is about. Someone at the Times was afraid of being struck by lightning and pulled into Hades. So much for bravery in journalism. A picture of the full sculpture would have been helpful, since the crux of the complaint was that this was a specifically detailed, unique work commissioned by the church that included a pair of children identical to the ones used in the TV show, looking up at the good or bad guy, depending on your point of view. Editorial lapse aside, this is an interesting piece of litigation. You can decide for yourself whether Netflix can argue fair use or whether Netflix copied a copyright-protected sculpture, unlike other Baphomets. The best, or perhaps worst part, is that this has created a fertile ground for puns. The Times story, for example, quotes a Los Angeles lawyer saying, quote, "I don't think they have a prayer," close quote. The lawsuit itself says, quote, "This case presents, among other things, a textbook example of the Hornbook explanation of copyright protection that copyright law protects unique expressions," close quote. Hornbook? You know someone was chuckling when they wrote that. And of course, devil's advocates abound. This may be someone's idea of hell. You also get the feeling from the complaint that the Satanists' feelings have been hurt. On TV, they're the bad guys, when in real life, they're the good guys. Quote, TST, i.e. the Satanic Temple, is an organization founded and designed to encourage benevolence and empathy among people rejecting tyrannical authority, advocating practical and common sense justice, and undertaking noble pursuits guided by individual will, close quote, the suit says. I was tempted to join the church when I read that, but then I realized that's the sort of thing the devil would say. See you next week.